Blog Talk Radio.
Bless this holy name, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in, and this is Pray One for Another. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcoming the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise be to God, by Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is worth.
At this time, I will play another selection, and after the selection, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory.
Fill me up, God.
Amen. Praise be to God. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of John. That's the Gospel of John. And we're going to read verses 6 through 8. Amen. Yes. John chapter 1. Verses 6 through 8, and it says, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation, and it says, God sent a man, John the Baptist, to tell about the light so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. John himself was not the light. He was simply a witness to tell about the light. Amen? Praise be to God. So, we, like John the Baptist, are not the source of God's light. We merely reflect that light. Jesus Christ is the true light. He helps us see our way to God and shows us how to walk along that way. But Christ has chosen to reflect his light through his followers to an unbelieving world. Perhaps because unbelievers are not able to bear the full blazing glory of his light firsthand. The word witness indicates our role as reflectors of Christ's light. We are never to present ourselves as the light to others, but are always to point them to Christ, the light. Amen? Praise God. Let me make sure that I am reading the right one. Praise be to God. John chapter 1. Revelation is a word we use to describe the disclosure of the truth. The first chapter of the book of John presents a great revelation. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. John 1:14 in the NIV. Unlike the other gospel writers, John did not start his book with scenes of Christ's birth. Instead, he started at the very beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John 1:1 in the NIV. As part of his affirmative action program, God became one of us through his Son, Jesus Christ. God came into the world to fulfill his plan to bring people back to himself and provide all humankind with an equal opportunity for reconciliation with him. In our scripture reading tonight, we learn that God chose John the Baptist to act as a witness to this great revelation. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you for this day, this life, and all the blessings you have given to us. Help us to know the light that your Son, Jesus Christ, can bring into our lives. Allow us to open all the dark places of our hearts and live to the sunshine of the Savior's love. Into your hands we place our tithes and offerings. May we be just as free to place our lives into your hands. Please use our gifts and ourselves for your glory. In Jesus' name and for his sake, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. My text for this message is coming from John chapter 1, verses 6 through 8 in the NIV Bible. And it says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. Amen. Praise be to God. My title for this message is, or my subtitle is, God's Affirmative Action Program. And my title is The Revelation. Amen. Praise be to God. Tonight, my message is divided into three paragraphs. And the first paragraph is, John was the instrument of God's revelation. John's commission. John was an instrument to reveal God's plans of reconciliation. John's birth was no accident. Notice how the gospel expresses it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. In John 1 and 6 in the NIV. John was under commission from God himself. John 1 and 8 tells us that John the Baptist was called to reveal the promise, one sent by God. God sent a man to tell us that he had sent his son. This was John's commission. John was also a man on a mission. He was called to bear witness to the light that would shine in the world. Notice that the gospel makes a clear distinction between Jesus Christ, the light of the world, and John the Baptist, who was sent to bear witness to the light. John's mission was to introduce people to the one whose light could lead them into life. Amen. Praise be to God. John's submission. John submitted to God's awesome plan for his life. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. In John 1 and 7 in the NIV, verse 7. Through his witness, many people came to faith in Jesus Christ and accepted him as personal Savior. Like John, we too are called to be instruments of God and to bear witness to his Son. Amen. Praise be to God. Jesus was the light of God's revelation. John the Baptist was not the light that would illuminate the world. He would bear witness to the true light that would illuminate the darkened lives of people everywhere. Have you ever stood in pitch blackness trying to get your bearings when suddenly a flash of light illuminated the area sufficiently for you to see where you were? God's light flashes into our lives in Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise be to God. William Barclay has listed three areas where the light of Jesus Christ illuminates the shadows of life. Number one, doubt. Many people doubt that they can know God. God seems so unreal and so unknowable to them. But Christ's coming into the world has removed the shadow of doubt. We don't have to wonder if God is real or what he is like. We have Jesus Christ to show us the character of God. Since the world was with God from the very beginning, and the Word was God himself, then the Word is what God is. Any doubt we may have had about God are gone. We can know God. Amen. Praise be to God. Number two, despair. The world into which Jesus came was filled with despair, but Jesus gave hope. With Christ, we have forgiveness, strength, and help for living. Christ's light dispels despair. We no longer have to live in despair with no hope or help. Number three, death. The ancient world feared death. At best, death was annihilation at worst. Death was tortured by whatever gods there were. People were afraid of these possibilities. But Jesus, through his coming, his life, his death, and his resurrection, revealed that death was only the way to a larger life. People did not have to fear death any longer. Christ defeated death, amen? And we can live in that victory. Praise be to God. God's revelation is inclusive. In verse 7 in the NIV, notice how inconclusive God's revelation is. So that through him, all might believe. The ancient world was rather exclusive. The Jews hated the Gentiles, and the Gentiles stayed away from the Jews. The Greeks were smug and narcissistic, considering themselves far superior in knowledge and intellect. They raised their noses and disdained at the boorishness of other cultures. The Roman world despised the other people whose language they did not understand and called them barbarians. But Christ's coming gave light to everyone. Notice the implication of this fact. Number one, witness. John's witness was for all persons. He was to tell the world that Jesus Christ gave both life and light. God's love and forgiveness are for everyone. And number two, mission. Missions. No person or nation is outside the circle of God's love. The Christmas season is a perfect time to think about missions, because Christ's coming into the world assures us that God's love and salvation are intended for all the world. A mission volunteer once testified that one of the things that sharpened her call to missions was observing a door with an electric eye in a department store while Christmas shopping. She noticed that the door opened for anyone who came to it. Any person who broke the beam of the electric eye could enter the store. Similarly, she realized the doors to the kingdom of heaven open to any person who approaches them. God's love is for everyone. That is the basis for mission. Amen. Praise be to God. And so, the plainest reason why the Son of God is called the Word seemed to be that as our words explains our minds to others, so was the Son of God sent in order to reveal his Father's mind to the world. What the evangelist says of Christ proves that he is God. He asserts his existence in the beginning and his coexistence with the Father. The Word was with God. All things were made by him, and not as an instrument. Without him was not anything made that was made. From the highest angel to the meanest worm, this shows how well qualified he was for the work of our redemption and salvation. Amen? The light of reason, as well as the life of sense, is derived from him and depends upon him. This eternal word, this true light shines, but the darkness comprehends it not. Let us pray without ceasing, that our eyes may be opened to behold this light, that we might walk in it, and thus be made wise unto salvation by faith in Jesus Christ. John the Baptist came to bear witness concerning Jesus. Nothing more fully shows the darkness of men's mind than that when the light had appeared, there needed a witness to call attention to it. Christ was the true light, that great light, which deserves to be called so. By his Spirit and grace, he enlightens all that are enlightened to salvation, and those that are not enlightened by him perishes in darkness. Christ was in the world when he took our nature upon him and dwelt among us. The Son of the Highest was here in this lower world. He was in the world, but not of it. He came to save a lost world because it was a world of his own making. Yet the world knew him not. When he comes as a judge, the world shall know him. Many say that they are Christ's own, yet do not receive him, because they will not part from their sins, nor have him reign over them. All the children of God are born again. This new birth is through the Word of God as the means, 1 Peter 1:23. And by the Spirit of God as the author, by his divine presence, Christ always was in the world. But now that the fullness of time has come, he was, after another manner, God manifest in the flesh, but observed the beams of his divine glory, which departed through his veil of the flesh. Men disclosed their weaknesses to those most familiar with them, but it was not so with Christ. Those most intimate with him saw most of his glory. Although he was in the form of a servant as to outward circumstances, yet in respect of grace, his form was like the Son of God. His divine glory appeared in the holiness of his doctrine and in his miracles. He was full of grace, fully acceptable to his Father, therefore qualified to plead for us, and full of truth, fully aware of the things he was to reveal. Amen. And as I bring this message to a close, I just want to say that during the Christmas season, we remember God's affirmative action program. God took affirmative action in sending his Son Jesus into the world to make himself known to us and to die on the cross to redeem us from our sin. John the Baptist was a witness to this revelation. He revealed God's plan for humankind as he pointed to the Christ. How will we respond to this revelation? Think about this question. How will we respond to this revelation? I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it is to me. Again, God's Affirmative Action Program, the Revelation. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior, and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of faith after me. Father God, I am a sinner. I pray you forgive me for my sins. I thank you for sending your only begotten Son to die on the cross for my sins. Jesus, be my Lord, Savior, and friend. I want to follow you all the days of my life. I pray that your Holy Spirit take residence in me. All these blessings I ask, in Jesus' name I pray and believe that it is already done. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And the next thing you have to do is to find yourself a good Bible-based church to further your education and walk with Christ. My benediction for this message is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore." And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. And at 7 p.m., our very own Pastor Kathy Dubos from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bring us a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us mightily. Amen. So God bless you, and heaven smile upon you, and shalom, and good night, everyone. Thank you.
Don't you know that Jesus is calling you? You have been blessed and chosen by God before the world was made. For the Lord has called you out of darkness into his glorious light of redemption. Let us pray. Repeat after me. Lord, I am sorry for my sins. I repent for my sins, and I thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die for my sins. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life right now. Be my Lord, Savior, and friend. Let your Holy Spirit abide in me. Help me to follow you all the days of my life as your disciple. I thank you for forgiving me and receiving me right now. Any prodigal sons and daughters out there that would like to be rededicated, let us pray. God, I am sorry for my sins. I am sorry that I have strayed from you. I ask you for your forgiveness. I repent for my sins. I don't want to live like a prodigal son any longer, or a prodigal daughter. Renew, revive me as I once again follow you. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.